It's 1240. You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. It's my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Sean Robinson, conductor of the New Horizons Symphony at NMSU. Welcome back, Sean.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you. What we just heard, the Russian Easter Festival Overture, will be on the program tomorrow night. It's a free concert.
That's right, it's free.
At 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. I know it's one of your favorite pieces. Tell us your thoughts about the Russian Easter Festival Overture, sometimes just called the Russian Easter Overture.
Yeah. You're right. It's my favorite piece that I've ever prepared. Just the harmonies and the rhythms and the energy that Rimsky-Korsakov captures in this piece are just really astounding, and to hear it live, it's just terribly exciting music.
What made you choose a whole Russian program for tomorrow night?
Well, February is the Love of Art month, and I like to do a nice palette for that, and it felt like it was time to put some Russian music in the diet, and I went with the handful or the big five, because when I think of Russian music, that's what I think of.
Okay, let's explain who the handful were. This was a group of Russian composers at the end of the 19th century. Say a little bit more about them and why they were called sometimes the Mighty Handful.
Yeah, that's right. They got together and they wanted to create a uniquely Russian sound as opposed to something that's European styled with sort of a Russian characteristic. They went for that Russian sound, very characteristic of the national attitudes at the time.
And they sometimes used folk music and things like that. So the handful included, in addition to Rimsky-Korsakov, Alexander Borodin.
That's right.
Mussorgsky, and they're on your program. Tell us a bit about the pieces that you've chosen from those two. I think there were a couple of others. César Cui, I think, was one of them. There were a few other from the handful.
Yeah, that's good. You did well with that. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're doing Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. It's popular. Most people know the melodies that are in that. We're doing the Tushmalov arrangement as opposed to the Ravel. And Tushmalov was actually alive during Mussorgsky's time, so it's a very authentic orchestration of his melodies.
I didn't know there was another orchestration. Is it known? Is it usually recorded? Because almost always it's the recordings of Ravel's orchestration.
You do hear the Ravel quite often, but the Tushmalov is out there and it's been recorded and it's wonderful. A lot of similarities between the two, especially in how dense the orchestration gets in the bigger parts, but there's also some unusual turns in it that really make it exciting to play.
Very interesting. And a trombone concerto. Tell us about that work.
Yeah, I have a penchant for trying to find things in play that aren't played a lot. And sure enough, I found one. And Rimsky-Korsakov wrote a trombone concerto. And it was originally written for band. But someone took it and orchestrated it for the group. And it's a delight to play. Lynn Enright, our principal trombone, will be playing the concerto. And it's the lightest thing on the program for sure. It doesn't quite sound the weightiness of the other pieces on there. It's very light, almost Mozartian in how light it is, but it's really fun to play, and it's one that you don't hear that often, so it's a unique opportunity to play that.
Wonderful. And then music of Borodin, one of my all-time favorite composers.
Oh, yeah, me too. And he's quite the character, you know. He was a chemist, and he was really into chemistry, and he would be in his lab, and he would have some experiment going, and then he would rush back to his studio and write something and go back and forth between it like that.
I think there was a piano near his lab, because I've heard how he would be actually working in his lab, and he'd run over to the piano and play something. And a lab. Person and happened to be there, you might get to hear something of Borodin. And interesting, he published papers in chemistry. I mean, he was a famous chemist of Russia. Now we think of him mainly as a composer, but also a chemist. Very interesting program. And Sean, tell us a little bit again. I know we had you here a year or so ago, but how you came to be the conductor of the New Horizons Symphony.
Oh, thank you. I always like to tell this story. Even though it starts on a tragic note, the tuba player who was supposed to play a Russian piece of music by Rimsky-Korsakov at the time had unfortunately just passed away, and they were looking for a replacement, and I got the call, and I came and did that concert, and Oscar Butler, the conductor at the time, I approached him after the show and offered him to name my firstborn son after him if he would allow me to conduct the group, and he accepted, and so I've been conducting ever since. And one day I do intend to make good on my obligation to Oscar, and if I have a son, he'll be Oscar Robinson in honor of Maestro Butler and the opportunity that he gave me.
And the amazing opportunities he and musical experiences he brought to Las Cruces. We all miss him, and it's wonderful that you've taken over the helm. The New Horizons Symphony, a volunteer group, often retirees, but not necessarily. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the ensemble right now.
Well, it's a very diverse group. We have people who've worked their entire careers in another field that want to come back to music. And then there's music educators that play in the group as well that drive from El Paso and from Hillsboro, New Mexico. And we've even got some working professionals, folks in their 30s or so that still have full-time jobs that choose to come and spend Thursday evenings working with the group.
So one of these days, I'm going to come to the New Horizons Orchestra.
Oh, good.
And start playing music again. People say, do you still play? I say, no, I play CDs on the radio.
What was your instrument? What did you play?
Violin and viola.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, so, but I'd have to relearn the alto clef for viola because I only played that at the end. It's a wonderful organization, and it's been around quite a while, and it's a national organization. There are New Horizons ensembles around the country, and I know we have the New Horizons Symphony. I think we still have the New Horizons Band and here in Las Cruces, and it actually got its start, I believe, in Rochester, New York, where I'm from. So a wonderful opportunity for people who do want to be part of a community orchestra.
Yeah.
Or ensemble. Do you get to play tuba anymore?
It's been a long time since my last tuba gig. I've been so busy with ensembles in my school, but I've been playing lots of drums. We have a band in town, New Horizon Swing Band, and I've been playing lots of drums with them throughout the semester. So there's lots of opportunities for folks to play in a number of different ensembles here in town.
And what school do you teach at?
I teach at Mesilla Valley Christian School.
So you get to really work with the whole age range of music.
That's right. My oldest player is in their 80s, and my youngest player is 9 years old right now. So it's I'm a very fortunate man. I've been blessed over and over again with the musicians that I get to work with here in town.
Sean Robinson is my guest today on Intermezzo. So Sean, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
And what brought you to Las Cruces?
The desert. I love the Southwest. I love cactus and sand and mountains. And I was investigating graduate schools right after I graduated. And New Mexico State was at the top of my list. And Dr. Ken Van Winkle actually flew out and met me in Kentucky. And after seeing the pictures and meeting Dr. Van, I was just sold on the area. And it was a great decision I made.
And you studied here at New Mexico State?
I did. I got a conducting degree there. It was, 5 years ago now when I graduated.
Excellent. Well, we're going to reannounce this concert. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. It's the New Horizons Symphony at NMSU, and it's under the direction of my guest today, Sean Robinson, and it's an all-Russian program, music of Rimsky-Korsakov, two works of Rimsky-Korsakov, Modus Mussorgsky, Alexander Borodin. And how long does it take to prepare a program like that?
We've spent quite a while on this program. We started on it before the Christmas break, and we've been working on it exclusively ever since the first week of January. And this has been my favorite program to ever prepare. So it's been, I've got mixed feelings about tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to putting it out in the public, but I'm going to miss this music when we no longer get to make it.
Well, the nice thing about music is there'll always be another opportunity.
That's true. Something hot's coming up right next, so it'll be fun.
Exactly. And every Thursday night you rehearse, and what happens if your players don't rehearse? Do you get mad?
What a loaded question.
I mean, practice beforehand.
In other words, they always practice beforehand, okay. You know. And it's a very encouraging environment. I try to be firm but warm with the group, so... Good question.
All right, thank you. My guest has been Sean Robinson. I'm going to let you go now, and we'll let you promenade out to the promenade, one of the promenades from Pictures at an Exhibition. This is a theme that repeats through the work as the listeners, in a sense, walk from painting to painting. And then we're going to hear the very short ballet of the Unhatched Chicks. And we're going to be listening to Günter Wand conducting the NDR Symphony Orchestra. This is a radio orchestra back in the days when radio stations had their own orchestras. Thanks so much, Sean Robinson. The concert is tomorrow night.
That's right. Thanks for having me.